part of my testimony is when I started reading, you know, I had that conviction of the Holy Spirit, that nudge to read, and I got to admit, it was an obligation. I didn't have a natural desire to read the Word of God. It just wasn't in me. So it was an obligation, and it was like I'm checking off a list because I knew I needed to read. And that's pretty much how it has to start out, because naturally, none of us really have a love for Scripture. Any love we have for Scripture has come from God. So anyone, we need to keep this in mind. Anyone out there that has been following God but has not been reading, you know, it's the word is murky, and it can be chaotic and confusing to people that aren't used to it. It's kind of an acquired taste for certain individuals, and it's hard for me to explain. But there's some people that it's just a real big challenge. So all I'm trying to say is what starts out as an obligation, if you do it diligently and you seek Him in the Spirit, eventually He gives you a desire. Eventually He gives you a greater appetite to read more. So the more you read, the more you get to know Jesus, the more you start to, you know, come around as an infant, and then eventually, you get filled with a greater appreciation of the Word. God changes your eyesight so that you can see the Scriptures as you haven't seen them before. So each year I'd read, it would change. I'd get more out of it. Certain books stuck out at me more than others, and vice versa. So now I can't imagine going a day without getting in the Word. So what started out as an obligation has been transformed into a daily appetite. It is more important than food. And so I love, Andy, what you said. And I would say that these spiritual disciplines we're talking about, reading, prayer, and fellowship, to me, are the beginning of obedience. At the very least, prayer, reading, and fellowship are expected of us. And to me, it is a work, if you will, but it's a labor of love. Because this is what Jesus would have us do. I firmly believe we couldn't be at a better place right now than sharing with brothers and sisters and mulling over the Word of God. We are that group that it talks about in Malachi 3:16. We're on a list somewhere in God's heart, and I love that. This pleases God to no end.